Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Lalisa, and the possibilities coach, Cassandra.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Wonderful.
Oh, my gosh. I'm having a lovely, lovely day already. I tell you, I'm ready to power up the possibilities. And, you know, I'm thinking about that quote that Cedric Shannon Reeves gave on the show a few weeks ago, and he said, "What if we lived our life as if there were no more ifs? What if?"
That was powerful.
I just kind of burn it on my brain, you know? What if?
That was,
my goodness.
Yes, that was That was awesome. What if? No more ifs.
What if? Wow.
That would be true.
Yes.
That would be truly awesome to live. That would be living at such a powerful level of great expectations.
Yeah.
And great things. Can you imagine just expecting the impossible?
Absolutely. That's what I'm expecting. I'm expecting God to show up and show out in big ways. And then I heard another quote just the other day that was pretty phenomenal. And basically the person, I'm kind of paraphrasing it, I have to pull it up again, but they were saying, you know, that you create something to the effect that you're creating the life that you want to experience on purpose, you know, and the things that we do and set out to do are really, you know, creating the course that we are, you know, planning to live out in our lives. And that makes sense, because if you're hanging out with criminals, you're going to produce criminal activity. If you're hanging out with coaches, you know, you're going to produce that. So whatever you're drawn to or whatever you're spending your time with, that's what you're going to become. So, you know, we really need to pay attention to what we're allowing in our lives and what's going on. Wow. I know
that
was a little bit kind of heavy, kind of what's on my brain.
But yeah. That kind of reminds me of where you're headed, that's where you're going.
Yeah.
You'll probably end up in left field.
Come on now. Come on.
You'll probably end up in left field. So don't be shocked when you end up in left field, because that's where you are headed. Unless you take a detour, and that's what sometimes coaches, we can help people take a detour from some of the places where they were headed. That's not that purpose does not match with their purpose and their passion. You know, I tried to put all three together when I released your, when I said release your power, trying to put together your purpose, your passion, and your, and to be able to be prosperous. You know, Paul said, I would that you be prosperous in all things.
Yeah.
Be yourself and be prosperous. Yeah, even as your soul prospers. So we want to be whole and prosperous in all areas. Now, all areas may not come together at one time. And I think that's where
right.
some people get a little sidetracked because they don't see the whole picture at one time. They think it's not working or it's not working mm-hmm. out. It's not benefiting. But what I've learned to, what I've come to learn is that you may just be working on, you may have five parts messed up, all right, or five areas messed up, or six or more. And you just start working, and then to think about working on all six becomes so overwhelming. But no, you don't have to do that. Just take one area. If you just work on that one area diligently, all the other areas fall into place. And I have a little analogy, but I can't give it now because it's kind of long. But it is powerful, and it's the truth. But truth is power. That's why we say the power of truth. Truth is powerful. And so, yes, and that's why Jesus is so powerful, because he's truth, you know. He is the true vine, you know. He's the truth, and he's powerful.
Yes. And really, that analogy kind of reminds me of the grain of a mustard seed. It's so small, but
yes.
if you keep you all we can do is plant the seed, and
yes.
and we water it with the water that we have. But really, that the increase of that thing, it comes from God. So it's like you said, you focus on one thing, you keep working on it, you keep moving out toward it, and you do your part, and in the set time of things, God is going to allow it to prosper, to go to that next arena. And sometimes it'll happen in such a way that it blows your mind. You say, and you'll say, God, from this, you made that happen. And, you know, it's the reward. God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So, you know, it's like you said, you just be faithful to do your part, and God's going to do his part. So I'm excited. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
And I love how he brings something together. He'll bring, and it'll all set. Well, he even told us, I'm working it all together for your good. So that right there, just another example that he is working it all, that he's going to work it all together. And it may not seem like it's coming together, but he's going to work it together. And before you know it, everything falls into place, and you're like going, oh, my God. That's where we get the phrase, OMG. OMG, because so many people say, oh, my God, I didn't see this happening. That's why we didn't see it happening, because we were busy working on that one area.
Wow.
But God sees all things. And so the encouragement to people is just keep working on that one area that God has you. That, you know, T.D. Jakes even preached a sermon about 15 years ago that talked about, maybe longer, that talked about use what's in your hand. I remember that sermon 15 years ago. He came out with that, or probably more. We used to show it to women in our AWEP program. And I know, Robert, if he's on the air, he remembers those days back at Essex County College to run the AWEP program. And we would teach those women there that they had to use what was in their hand. It's right there close to you. You have your deliverance. You have your prosperity. You have your breakthrough. It's in your hand. Open up your hand. Move it. Holding it. Put it to work. Stop looking a mile away and a yard away, and stop looking, you know, decades away, and start looking at what's right in your hand. In other words, or another translation, do what's right in front of you or what's right next to you or what's the easiest for you to do. Do that.
Absolutely. I found that quote, Coach, what I was trying to say earlier, it says the best way to predict the future is to invent it.
Yes.
The best way to predict your future is to invent it. So every day, really, God allows us to be, you know, of course he's going to put his input, but he's allowing us to be creators of our life by the things that we choose to do.
Well, that's
amazing.
That's what we talk about. You asked the other day some of the things about Release Your Power, that book. One of the topics in that book talks about the best way to predict the future is to create it. And God has made you a creator.
Yes.
He says that
you're
the image of God. And he's a creator. That means you're a creator too. That means you can create your future. All right? And so whatever you do, here's an added bonus is that whatever you can create is going to be so much better because God says that he will do superly and abundantly above all that you can ask for.
Yes. Come on now.
So whatever
you preaching real
whatever
good.
Yes,
exceedingly, abundantly more than we can ask. I think at Ephesians 3:20 is one of my favorite, and exceeding is to be supra, above, more. God's going to do so much more. We thought it was just going to be this or that, but God puts his super on our natural, and the supernatural occurs as we step out in faith, saying, God, I believe you want to bless it. I believe you want to increase it in your time. And as we are faithful to do our due diligence, right, God is going to add to that thing. So I love it. I mean, God is into multiplication. So if whatever you do, if we will acknowledge God in all our ways, he's going to direct our paths. And, yes, it may not be a straight line. It may be some twists and some turns. But God likes to make it interesting. You know, it's like a good cook. You know, they put this seasoning in and that. And by the time you eat that thing, you're like, oh, my God, what is that I'm tasting? Sometimes they tell you, sometimes they won't. But, you know, the bottom line is the creation was so stupendous. All you can say is, it's so good. It's just good. And that's how God does is he just blows our mind. Oh, my God. Yes, I've been told that a couple of times. God wants to blow your mind. And I'm going to speak that to the audience today. But God really does want to blow your mind. He wants to do what you cannot do. But if you will just take what you have, like Coach Louisa says, and every day do what you can toward it. Maybe it's pick up the phone. Maybe it's go talk to someone. Maybe it's write a paper. But you can do something toward what you believe in God to increase, to make more of. You can do something every day toward believing what you believe that God has put in you for purpose that the world is looking for. And the gift in you really is for somebody else. You know, people always think of, you know, oh, this is just for me. No, your gift that God put in you is for someone else. So just remember that. Share the gift. Share the love. And let God have his way. Amen.
That's so good because the other thing that we could realize that, OMG, what a horrible bad accident right there. But what we could do is we could realize that he said in his word that what we make happen for others, God will make happen
now.
For us.
Ooh-wee, you just said a mouthful right there. I know Zig Ziglar, I think that's one of the things I hear Zig Ziglar talking about. He said that I recently heard him speaking. He has a quote that's similar to that. And he says, you know, you want to become a greater or a bigger success in your life, help somebody else. What are you doing to help somebody else? What are you doing to increase what they're doing, to enlarge what they're doing. Because whatever you do for someone else, I'm telling you, it has a boomerang effect. God will make it happen for you. I'm serious. He will. You're like, well, I can't do it for somebody else. Why not? Why not be a blessing? You know? God will send someone alongside you when that time is for you to go forth. So if we look yes, go ahead.
Yes, he will.
That's right.
You know, that's Zig Ziglar got that straight out of the book of Romans where he said, what you make happen for others, I'll make happen for you. And Zig Ziglar, I know he likes similar to, if you do enough other people, you can have everything. Yeah, if you give other people.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. He says if you have enough people get what they want. That's what he says. If you have enough people get what they want, you'll get what you want. That's what he says. I remember that. You're right. If you have enough other people, so if you make your goal to help other people, you know, achieve their goals, to do what they want to do, don't you know God is going to send somebody along to help you? I've seen it happen in my own life. I've seen it happen in other people's lives. Yeah.
Can you one of those examples? Can you give us one of those examples, Coach Cassandra?
If we have,
I feel like even working with you, Coach Melissa, just, you know, I love this radio show. I love what you do, woman of God. And you know, were a blessing. You saw something in me, and you said, hey, come on, you know, help me with the radio broadcast. And I feel like because, you know, whatever I do with all my heart, all my passion. You know, God just wired me like that. And I feel like the more that I try to be a blessing on this radio show and act like it's mine, whatever we do, I think we need to take ownership in that thing. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You need to see it and feel like it's your own. And because I've done that, I feel like God has blessed me and just, I mean, both of us, and he's just opened up the door. We're meeting so many wonderful people. Like, we're going to have a wonderful woman of God on in a little while, Shanita Jones, who's an awesome gospel singer. But it's like God is just, he's just like, the more I do, the more he opens up the door for the next thing and the next thing. And it's like I can't wait to see what God is going to do when I get up. It's like, okay, God, I'm like a kid in a candy store. Jesus, what are you going to do? What are you going to do to blow my mind today? And I love it. I love it, Coach. You know I love it. Praise God.
And I tell people, listen, I know people say college isn't for everyone, but I stand on the fact that college may not be for everyone, but an education is. Get your education, especially if you have the time, the space, and the mind to do it. If God has given you the time, the space, the mind to be able to go to school, to study, do it. Because, again, remember, if you make one step, he will definitely make two. And you never know. You couldn't tell me the position that God has me in now with my new job, a brand new job.
Oh, yes. Wow.
Day, to be in that position, you could have never told me I would have ended up in a position at a college at that level. I would have never expected that, all right? And to be able to do the things that everything that I love doing, every single thing that I love doing is a part of that job. Even marketing. They want me to market the program. So guess what that means?
Wow.
Now they've got to send me for some marketing training. Okay?
All right.
You see what? This is what I'm talking about, people. When you happen to be what you're good at, and don't worry about what the naysayers tell you. Listen. I can write a whole book now about how you cannot believe what the people tell you that you cannot, because only God knows what you cannot and should not do. unless this person has heard from God, you cannot just do and believe what other people tell you that you cannot do. Okay?
Come on now. Come on. Tell the truth.
Because
shame the devil.
Because we all things through Christ who strengthens. If God tells you you can do it, believe in your heart that it can be done. And don't,
come on now.
Don't waver. Even if you, even like I think it was David or one of the saints of old said, God, help my unbelief. Even if you don't believe it, even if it sounds crazy, and you say, and God shows it to you, because that's what God, he will show you a glimpse of your future. You won't know how it's going to come about, though. Just, and you may not believe it, but believe it and then step out on faith. And God, he loves faith, and he'll operate in that faith almost quicker than anything else. Even a prayer and faith. Look at the woman with the issue of blood.
Yeah.
So that Jesus recognized her and said, it was your faith that made you whole. You know, not the fact that you touched, because in her mind, she said, if I can but touch the hem of his garment. So she was believing that, that she touched him would make a whole, and Jesus had to correct her. No, no, it was your faith that made you whole. What does it say to you, to me? Where is our faith? See, we can lose all our money, but we've got faith. See, faith can take you further than any money will ever get you.
Absolutely.
Most of the people that we meet and that are entertainers and entrepreneurs and very successful people, they will tell you, outside of all their success, it was their faith that got them to where they are.
Right, absolutely. And you know what's so awesome is you are faithful to do the next thing and the next thing, because you were faithful to go to school. You know, you were faithful to take a class, and you kept taking a class until, you know, you completed your freshman year, and then you completed the junior year. See, folks, it's a process of you doing first things first. You do what you can do. As you do what you can do, God will bring the increase. As Coach LaLisa has faithfully over the years been out there on the radio, on the front line, conferences, events. I mean, it you know, God kept adding to. And that's what God does for us. As we are faithful to do this, and then we do that, and we do this and do that, God keeps adding. And that's what greatness is all about. I looked up the word greatness, and it means remarkable. It means to be outstanding. As she was faithful to be outstanding in excellence and work in excellence, God has brought her to this position, to this place of being What is that title? Assistant to the Vice President, Coach Lisa?
Yes.
What's your title?
Yeah, Assistant to the Vice President of Academic Affairs. And keep in mind, you know, when I was dropping out of high school back in 1974, I didn't
Come
know anything
now.
About an academic. Couldn't even spell the word academic. I didn't even know what that was. Didn't know what it meant. Didn't know what it held. Didn't know the value of education, period. I knew it was somewhat important. I knew it was very important to my mother because she had done very well in school. But I thought the buck stopped there. I didn't know it was something that I could continue to do. I never thought it was anything I could do at all. For years, I have acknowledged that God has a sense of humor. God has jokes. Flunked out of school at a high level of academic acknowledgement. To me, that's funny, all right? And so God has a sense of humor, you know, like he did with David, who had killed a woman's husband and whatnot, slept with the man's wife and whatnot, but yet God allowed him to be a man after his own heart, you know. People got to recognize that we're not perfect, but we serve a perfect God. We try
Come on
perfect,
now.
We can't be perfect. Only God can perfect us.
Yes, yes. And we are practicing perfection. We every day, you know, you didn't get to the place you were unless you have been practicing. I heard a Dr. Cindy Trim says, perfect practice makes perfect. So you continue to practice the thing, practice your craft, practice your singing, practice playing your instrument, practice taking a class. You begin to perfect the thing that God has put on the inside of you. And you can't get up if you've never taken, you know, any kind of training or lessons. Even I know people who have a natural gift, say to sing or play an instrument, a lot of times they still take classes because they want to better understand something to do with the gift. So, you know, folks, we have to do first things first, you know. You guys have to get some type of training. You have to perfect or to sit under someone that can help you perfect your gift. So I know we've got our guest coming on shortly, and she'll be able to address that. I don't know if you see her on the line yet, Coach, but Shanita Jones, you're on the line. Just let us know by saying hello, please. But she should be coming on shortly. But I'm really excited. She's from St. Louis, Missouri.
So just hit your number one key when you come on the line, and we'll be able to recognize you. But for those of you who are listening in today, just know that no dream is too big. Remember, your dreams are valid. They are valid. And if you, and here's what I had to learn, Coach Cassandra, you gotta get rid of the time limit. See, God is in eternity, not time. Therefore, okay, remember, to God, a day is as if 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as if one day. So you can't worry about when is this going to happen, and it was supposed to happen by the time I was 22, and it was supposed to happen by the time I was 35, and this didn't happen when I was 55. Listen, it's going to happen in God's time. And guess what? Here's what I had to learn the hard way. God's time is the best time for you.
Yes.
God's time is the best time for you.
Yes, amen, amen.
It may not seem like it, but it is.
Come on now.
It really is.
God, you're absolutely right. There's no time like God's time, because he's the one that controls it all. And that's why in the meantime, you know, while we're waiting for the door open, we got to praise him in the hallway. Come on now. We got to praise him. We know that door is about to open, and we say, yes, Lord, hallelujah. I know it's coming. I know it's opening. And when you are excited, when you believe someone's getting ready to bless you, what do? You praise them. You thank them in advance. You're not waiting. You don't have to wait till you get it, but because you trust and believe it's going to happen, you don't mind praising them in the hallway. You don't mind saying, thank you, Jesus. I know it's happening. I know you've got favor for me. I know that you want to bless me. You know, and if we believe that our God is a faithful God, we know that we know in whom we believe. And that's what I'm excited about. I am excited about God who can do exceeding abundantly more than I can ask or think. Because, you know, see, God is a multiplier. He thinks so much greater than my little small, you know, pea brain can even think, you know, because what God has in store for us, whoo, my goodness. You shout out really our coach.
because God has to show us these things. I tell people all the time, I'm not smart enough to figure this stuff out. I couldn't come up with this stuff on my own. Hey,
possible.
God shows it to us. You know, the Bible says that if any man lack wisdom or knowledge, all we have to do is ask God who give it to us. Unabraded not. Hold
come
back. He's the one. The Holy Spirit comes alongside of us to lead and guide us into all truth. And the only way we can know him is to try him. He says, now try me. Prove me now.
Yeah.
Prove me now here. We got to try him. And see,
come
I like to tell people, try it. If it don't work, you can always go back doing whatever you was doing before.
Okay. And that's true.
Okay. If
that's
it don't
true.
Work, always go back. But I know for a fact it will work because he said, oh, taste and see that I'm good. You're not going to find anything better because there's
mm-hmm.
nothing better. And he made himself. He made the Yeah. He's made from greatness. He is great.
Come on
he
now.
He said, I am.
Hey.
I am, you know.
You preaching real good about now.
Yes.
Oh, wait.
I'm not going to find any better. That's why so many people wait to try him because they're like busy. Let me try everything else. Listen, you better hope you have enough life left at the end of trying everything else. Not everybody does.
Yeah.
Don't
Amen.
Try him last. Try him first. He's a guarantee. He is a guarantee. We can't make many guarantees in life. I know people have all these guarantees. Things. Listen, ain't no guarantee. You're going to even be here in 5 minutes later.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He's the guarantee. He's the guarantee for everything that we can think, ask, or imagine. And, you know, I think, Coach Cassandra, it's something about when we, I think God loves when we come to him with that boldness. You know?
Yes.
Paul said, I don't boast in anything but to know the Lord. That's my boast is in the Lord.
Come on,
nothing
that's where it's got to be. Can't be in you. Can't show no can't be in you. You know, he said he won't have any flesh glory in his presence.
Exactly.
You know, we got to give it back to Jesus. It's like even if we're the ones that he allows it to come through, we got to realize that it's only because of his grace. It's only because of his mercy, because he could have chosen anybody else on the earth, but he allowed it to come through you. And I'm telling you, I'm glad about it. I know that much. I am so glad about it. Hallelujah.
Sandra, I am glad.
Well, praise God. I'm so happy with you with your new job. So what one thing or two things can you share that happened yesterday that has you even more excited?
my boss treated me to an orientation lunch. I didn't have to pay for lunch, so I thought that was pretty
nice.
And I just realized so many things that I've always kind of wanted in a job is happening at what could seem like a later time in life, per se. You know, most people at this age, you're looking to retire, so don't give up, people. But I love that it is downtown Jersey City, so I always wanted a job downtown. And, because when I was in Cincinnati, Ohio, where I grew up, we had a very we have a very lively downtown, a lot of big hotels, big companies. Procter & Gamble owns many businesses, big banks. And so growing up as a kid, that was always this dream that I never thought I could ever live. It was to work downtown. So I never even aspired to do that because I thought that was something I would never be able to get. I thought those jobs were for this kind of person. And then when I got to New Jersey and New York, I thought, wow, you know, big time New York, buildings, blah, blah, blah. Now I can never get one of those jobs. I won't be qualified, da, 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 da. And so God, and that's why I say, you know what, he just has a way of giving you every heart's desire. My biggest concern for people is don't give up on your heart's desire.
Yeah.
I don't care how
Yeah.
How I'm telling you, God is not a man that he can lie. He cannot. And if he gave you that desire in your heart, because that's the first thing that we got to know, is that our desires come from God. When you're a man or woman of God, he gives you the desire. Yes, go right ahead.
Yeah, I was just thinking when you were I think you were talking about retirement. I heard Chuck Swindoll say that he said, you know, there's no retirement plan in the Bible. Where do we get that we get a certain age and we gonna stop doing stuff? He said, I don't ever plan. He said, I plan to die doing this. And I think he's in his 70s. And, I mean, he still has a word to the nation, really to the world. He's such a powerful speaker. And just to hear him, he said, and then he started naming how old different people were when God used them in the Bible, you know, the age they were and how God used them for years, you know, to their hundreds of years old. You know, we worried about stopping it, you know, 60 or 70. He's like, what is retirement? Who put that plan? Because, you know, he's telling how so many people, they do what you call retire, and they basically, some people stop living and they just go ahead and die. Because in their minds, you know, and I thank God, you know, I've come from a family like my granddaddy, you know, preached for years and really, I think he was in his 80s, and he was still going strong preaching, you know. And so I guess that's something I never even think about. I guess I always feel like God is going to use me, always be useful. And I know you're probably thinking, you know, maybe just like coming off a regular 8-to-5 job, but I praise God. I believe God that I'll always be useful in the kingdom is my heart's desire. And I always want to go forth doing all that he's called me to do, to be the best that I can be in whatever capacity, you know, he wants me to work in. So, but, you know, God's got so much in store for us. He just has so much in store for us. To me, that's the exciting part about living, you know, God. Living for him. Living for God, that's the key, you know.
Let's just do a quick check. I just want to check to see. I want to make sure if our guests, if you're on the line, if you could just let us know. Okay, I think we may have possibly. Okay, I think our guest is here, and I think also our other coach is also here. So let's get these lines opened up here. I'm so excited. I can do all this from a smartphone. I tell you, these phones really are smart.
If you're on, Shanita, can you say hello to us?
Good morning. Yes, good morning.
Hi, we've been waiting on you, woman of God. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. We have with us, though, Shanita Jones. And Shanita, the other coach on the line is Coach LaLisa Williams. And we are
coach
so Rick. Glad you could join us today.
Thank you for having me.
I think we have Coach Fred, too. And, yes, welcome, Ms.
Yes, you
Jones.
Do.
Hey,
awesome.
Coach
Fred. I am here.
Awesome. So glad you're here. Wow. Well, we're going to go ahead and interview the guest because she can only be on for 15 minutes. So we're going to go ahead and get started with her. And I'm so happy to have the opportunity to present singer, songwriter, stellar nominated performer with us, Shanita Jones, who also recently performed live right here in St. Louis, Missouri, with Tamla Mann, and she was Shanita was also one of the featured singers, and just a dynamic woman of God. Shanita, I didn't get to tell you, actually met your mom last summer when I attended, you know, Nona Thomas here in St. Louis, Missouri, is on 1500 Evangelist, and your mom kept telling me about her daughter. She says, I have this daughter, and she sings so good, and then she showed me your picture, and I'm like, oh, she's so pretty. You're such a gorgeous lady. And your mom was just so precious, and I think your mom works in the prison, or she does a prison ministry.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like your family is really involved in ministry and in church. And so we're just so excited to have you on. How long have you been singing, woman of God?
Well, it's great to be a part. I've been singing my entire life. So since I was a little girl, I've been singing.
And you know what? I mean, I hope you don't mind me saying so, but I heard you singing a song, and some of the words were, I'm going to get there one day. And you know who you reminded me of? I'm sure people have told you this. You kind of reminded me of Macy Gray.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you would think that she kind of got a Macy Gray Christian sound going on here.
Mm-hmm.
At least on that song. You know, I don't know about the others, yeah. But at least on that song, it certainly reminded me of that. So you write all of your songs, or most of your songs? They're beautiful, beautiful songs.
Thank you. Yes, I'm out of the CD Transform, there were 12 songs on the CD, and I wrote 11 of them.
Oh, my God. What a gift of God. Wow. Now, you used to be an R&B singer, so how did you switch over to is that before you became a Christian or while you were a Christian growing? Or?
Yes, so I was raised in church, Pentecostal Apostolic Church, and when I was a teenager at the age of 16, I was introduced to a production team that was putting together a girls group, and all that I knew is that I just wanted to sing, and it was in, you know, my heart, and when I had this opportunity to sing and to record, I thought that, you know, yes, this is it. And so it was an R&B group, and I did it for years, you know, and I was there at that place, and it was kind of, I was still in church, and so it was very, I was on the edge, you know. One minute I'm like, should I do this or should I not? And so there came a point in life where I really had to find out my identity, what was my purpose for being here on earth. And while in that season, I felt like, okay, well, I'm doing this R&B thing, and I'm going to influence these individuals that I'm around, you know, and be the light. And for a certain amount of time, I could do that and maintain, you know, my morals and my standards. But after a while, I saw myself changing. And so, you know, it's so important to know what we're supposed to do and who we are so that we can fulfill that purpose. And so when I realized that this situation was not for me, that God was calling for me to minister the gospel through song and not, you know, in R&B, I made the transition, you know, and I humbled myself and submitted to the will of God. And when I did that, doors immediately opened, opportunities opened so quickly, and I knew that I was in the right place and making the right decision, and that's what God had in store for me.
Yes, yes. And I like how you said that. When you made the right decision, how the doors open for you. And I believe that is a key. And maybe not in every situation, because sometimes God does allow us to be tried and
mm-hmm.
those kinds of things in our situations. But, you know, for you and for some of us, he allows us to know this is the way, walk ye therein, because he continues to open up more doors. So tell me this. How did it feel to be nominated for a Stellar Award? What was that like?
Wow.
Oh, my God.
My God, it was amazing. It was so humbling, and I was so honored. I'm an independent artist, and so I'm not a part of a major label. You know, we don't have this big machine behind us that's putting all of the work out. And so it's really my team and myself, we grind, you know, and by the grace of God and his favor that we were able to have that opportunity to be on that platform. And so I am eternally grateful for the opportunity. I thank God just for blessing me to be used and to share that wonderful experience. It was amazing.
Oh, my gosh. Now, Coach Lisa, did you have a question for her? Because I could go on and on, but I know her time is listed, limited, and if not, we'll rally it to Fred. Coach Lisa?
Yes, I'm here. Fred, how about you, Fred? You know, I'm trying to, there's a couple of trucks moving around.
Yeah, I think you can work, but I'd like to ask. You know, because I know, you know, we're in different states, so I can't see what you're doing, so I have to ask.
I can, but, and, you know, I'm on the road, so, but I know Coach Fred is also here with us helping out. Coach Fred.
Yes, I am.
Why don't, yeah, I know you, good morning, by the way, Coach Fred.
And, good morning.
Good morning. So, yeah, Our guest is a singer, awesome, a performer. Wow, that's got to be exciting. And I know if you have a question or two until I can get off of this major road.
Yeah, she's not going to be with us long. So, Fred, do you have a question?
Okay. No, I just wanted to reflect back on her first performance and tell us what that was like and where it was and reflect back and how she was received. and tell us about people. You know, we were talking about not listening to what the naysayers say and moving forward regardless of what people say, you know, obeying your calling and leading from God. So I'd like to hear that portion from her.
Wow, okay. So the very first performance that I had was, it's ironic because in 2008 is when I made the transition. And God, there was a competition here in St. Louis, Missouri that the KATZ 1600 put on, and it was called Praise Alive. And so I typically didn't do competitions, and so, you know, everybody was like, you should do it, you should try it. And I prayed, and, you know, I felt led to do it. And so my first time actually performing in St. Louis as a gospel artist, quote-unquote, was on that platform, and glory to God, he allowed me to win the competition. And so it was ironic because nobody knew me. I wasn't around town singing gospel, and so all of these other magnificent, you know, incredible singers are there. Everybody knows them, and they're rooting for them. And, you know, I just have my family and a few church members that are, you know, rooting for me. And so, you know, God just, you know, showed his favor and really just began to just confirm more of his word in me. And so it was received well. You know, the crowd, you know, they were like, wow, you know, we don't know who this girl is, we don't know where she came from, but we thank God for her, she's amazing. And, you know, we you know, enjoyed her ministry. And so for the naysayers and for the haters and all that, you know, recently God has been just drawing my attention to the word, and he's been showing me in the word how, you know, there were naysayers, you know, with the children of Israel, you know, with Balaam and Balak, and people just wanting to, you know, curse them and to cause bad things to happen to them. But in every situation, God blessed them. God caused their enemy to bless them. He caused the people, the same people that were talking about them, the same people that were trying to tear them down, they had to bless them in return. And so I have something, you know, for anybody that's dealing with their haters, for anybody that's dealing with naysayers, let them talk. Let them do all of that, because in the end, God has your back, and those same people will have to turn around and be a blessing to you. And so I thank God for every hater. I thank God for everybody that doesn't support or what have you, because those same people God will use for my benefit, and he'll get the glory out of it.
Ooh, amen. You better say that, woman of God. So tell me this. What would you tell someone who has a dream, who has a desire, but they're still filled with fear and they haven't stepped out? How can you encourage our listeners to move out on whatever it is that purpose is on the inside of them? What would you say or suggest?
I say, you know, God has put a gift inside of each and every individual, and that gift that he has put inside of you is for you to return unto him. And so, you know, the enemy tries to trap us with fear and insecurity, but God has put this inside of you. You're fearfully and wonderfully made for his purpose and for his plan, and there's people out there that's waiting on the ministry that God gave you, that your ministry will impact their lives. And so we cannot be tainted, you know, and allow the enemy to get the victory over what God has put inside of us. And so I know that God has anointed people, and he has called and chosen people to go out and to be a witness, to be an example, to allow their ministry to change lives. And so I encourage each and every individual to find out that ministry and to do it, you know, by faith. You know, we live this life by faith. And so we may not see it, we may not know it, we may not feel that we're all that we're supposed to be, but God has put it inside of you, and he's put it inside of you for a purpose. And so you have to release it, and God will do the rest. When we do our part, God can do the rest, but we just have to be obedient and begin to allow him to use us, and you will see many doors open. You will see him use you in a capacity that you could never imagine, but you have to take that first step of faith and believe that you can do it, that you can be it, that you are great, that God has great things in store for you, that the plans he has for you are great, and they're not, you know, of evil, but they're good to prosper you, for you to be in good health, and for your ministry to go forth and be a blessing to the body of Christ.
Awesome, awesome woman of God. How much time do you have left? Because I don't want to go over your time limit.
I have time left. Two more minutes.
Okay. Well, two more minutes, that's not much. Well, tell us, what is your favorite scripture, and where do you feel like God is taking you, or talk about your new album, your CD?
Yes, so well, one that I was just talking about in Jeremiah 29:11, it just says, you know, for I know the thoughts that I have, you know, towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. The scripture has encouraged me so much along the way because, you know, in this life and even trying to fulfill our purpose, that there's going to be trials, there's going to be tribulations. We're going to feel like giving up, but knowing that God has a purpose and a plan for us, and knowing that his plans are to prosper us and for us to have a good and expected end, that I'm encouraged to know that I can go through the process because my end, I have something to look forward to, and so I can't be distracted by what I see and how I feel along the way, but know that God has great things, you know, and that has blessed me and that has encouraged me to keep going when I feel like giving up or when I felt like quitting.
All right. So, you know, that's one of my favorite scriptures also. I know the thoughts that I have for you. And if we can all remember, God is thinking good thoughts. He's thinking good thoughts. And even when I was brought up in a pretty strict religion, and you always felt like, you know, you were doomed to hell, even if you were doing the best you can, you know. But, you know, I'm learning about the goodness and the grace of God, that God will be there for us, and we don't have to look at him as this tyrant in heaven trying to beat us up, you know, but he wants to love us. He wants to use us for his glory and for his purposes. And if we're doing all we know to do to live right, then that's your reasonable service. So
amen.
I want to thank you so much for stopping by. I hope you get to stop by again, woman of God. We bless you. We praise God for you. And listen, where are you going to be appearing in the Missouri area again? Missouri, Illinois?
I'm not sure just yet. I'll be in Louisville probably the next thing. And so, but people can follow me on social networks, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, and they can keep a track of where I'll be. You know, I'm originally a St. Louis native, and so I'm here, you know, and things come up here all the time. And so follow me on social networks and keep in contact with me, and you'll know where I'm at and be able to come out and support and experience the ministry.
Yes, yes. Well, we thank you again, Shanita Jones. And Shanita is C-H-E-N-E-T-A, for those of you that are wondering. Shanita Jones has been with us today. We bless you, woman of God, and you have a terrific day. Thank you for stopping by the studio. We appreciate
you.
Be blessed. All right. Thank you. God bless you. So, yeah, we've had an awesome opportunity with a woman of God, stellar and nominated. Shanita Jones has been with us, and, you know, she is living the life that would please God, and she's out there singing the gospel of Jesus Christ, so we're excited about that. And so what's up with you, Coach? Fred, what's going on with you?
Oh, everything's going on. I got engaged last night.
Woohoo! Congratulations! Wow!
Yeah.
Wow!
I moved a little bit slow this morning.
Oh my goodness! What is huge!
Do the right thing, brother. Do the right thing by these women.
Absolutely! It's just a wonderful day. It's my fiance. It's her birthday, and so we had a dual event there.
How
did
wonderful.
Get down on
you proposed for on her birthday?
Yes.
Oh, how
did
sweet
you get
is
down
that?
One, look, did you get down on one knee?
Yes, I did, actually.
Aw, so sweet. Oh, I love it.
Uh-huh. Thank
God.
And being women, I know
there.
You all want to hear the whole story. You know, guys, we just say, I did it. And you all want to know what color was the door that I came in, and I thought I switched the knob.
And you know a woman well. Right? You must have grew up with some women because you sound like a man who paid attention. I like that.
5 boys and 1 younger sister.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, so she was a princess, and she taught you all a few things, didn't she?
Huh? Say that again?
I said, you know, usually they call the only girl in the family the princess. So I said, she taught you boys a few things. you know, from living with a young lady, she taught you some things. You learned some things.
Well, I wouldn't say that, you know. And
oh.
A little story. I'll say this to the guys that's listening. What I did in college, actually, and most of my life, I read a lot of women magazines. Essence, Ebony, those kinds of things. And people would ask me, why are you reading those? And I said to them, I said, well, why wouldn't I? Don't I want to know about women? Why would I read the men's magazines? I already know about that. So I learned about women by reading what women read and what they say. It was just a natural for me.
Awesome. Well, you're a smart man. You are a smart man, brother. So I think you're going to make that lady a happy woman. The fact that you took the extra initiative to find out what women like. Because, see, some folks, some men and some women, they think it's all about them, so they don't really try to extend themselves to understand the other sex. So the fact
yes.
that you have tried says that you are halfway there to, you know, being in the right place. So I like that already. And then you're a man of God, too. Okay, you can't lose.
I don't need to, you know what, she will be happy, but I don't need to make her happy because she's already happy. You know, it's something about getting married. You need two complete people,
Come on now.
A half and a half. She's already happy, and she's happy in the Lord, and she loves God more than she loves me. And that's the secret.
I love it.
Loving God more than you love the other and being willing to make it work.
That's a good secret.
That's good for the day.
Yes, sir.
That's a good secret.
So, did you guys have some marriage counseling? Because I always recommend people get some marriage counseling, even if it's just 1 month or two. Are you guys getting ready to do that also?
Did we do any marriage counseling?
Well, are you planning on doing some premarital counseling or coaching or whatever you want to call it? Are you going to get a little advice, you know, to help
yes.
you before
yes,
you say
actually,
I do?
Yes. We're going to do some, we'll do a little. She's now in school for theology. I am who I am. My mother's an evangelist. My brother's a bishop. So we've had a lot of talks and counseling along
God.
The way so far.
Yeah.
And I never strayed far from the Lord. So.
Awesome. Now, tell me this, Coach Fred, what are you involved in ministry? I never had a chance to ask you that. What are you involved with the church? What do you do? Are you a deacon, an elder, a evangelist, teacher? You sound like you have a teaching gift.
Okay, I'll accept all of those. I receive all of them.
You're too funny.
Actually, I just moved to New Jersey, to Southern Jersey, in August of last year. I've been in Pittsburgh for the last 30 or so years. And in Pittsburgh, I taught Sunday school. I was in a men's group. I evangelized. Am I a minister? No. Am I a pastor? No. But I minister.
Yeah, now you are a minister now. You're the work of the Lord. You are a minister, even if no one has officially, you know, did all that, you know, honors of saying, you know, we pronounce you a minister. If you're doing the work of the Lord, man of God, you are a minister. I mean, no one has
to. Well, I'd like to say that all of my officialness comes from God. I don't look to man to be promoted, as you were talking about earlier.
Right,
promoted
right. But
I'm saying anything.
Sure, that makes you a minister. When you do the work of the Lord, that makes you a minister. I'm not
Amen.
Trying to be your title.
Absolutely.
You know.
So I've always worked with young people. I work with college students now a whole lot. And I'm going to get involved with the youth fellowship at the current church that I've joined, St. Matthew's, here in Southern Jersey. As long as we have a men's fellowship, it's wonderful. We have about 50 men every Wednesday that come out. You know, so it's really growing, and it's an excellent ministry. So from there, my coaching, God has purposed me to do that. So we'll see where that takes us. in the next year.
Wow.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wonderful. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad. What is the young lady's name? Can you share that you're engaged to? You want to give her a shout out? Is she listening?
She's listening. I gave her the number a couple of days ago. So I know
what's
she's listening.
What's
her name? Denise Jackson.
Hey, Denise Jackson. Congratulations. We're your new family, too.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Good morning to everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're glad you joined us.
Yes,
welcome.
Thank you so much.
Welcome.
We want to get her on the show. She's an awesome writer and a speaker.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. We'll do that for sure.
All right now. Thank you
That's
so much.
Wonderful.
It's so good to meet all of you, and hopefully I'll be able to interact with you very soon. Fred and I are very excited about the engagement and what God is going to be doing as far as purpose for our lives, and we are just very excited to move forward in the Lord.
Awesome. Well, I know we need to wrap up in the next 5 minutes, so Coach Lalisa, we've got some things you want to share with us before we sign off.
Well, we just want to remind everybody that this is May. Don't forget to mark your calendar for our Power Up Your Possibilities teleshow coming. Remember, it happens on the last Tuesday of the month, so the last Tuesday of May is actually May 27th. That's the day after Memorial Day. So definitely make sure you get on board for that. We are excited about it. We can't wait. We are looking forward to that event. So definitely sign up for that. And those of you who are coming in August will be here before you know it. Also, make sure you tell someone about the radio show in the morning to empower and motivate it and inspire people. You know, we got relationship inspiration going on here in the morning. We will inspire you to start that business. We'll offer that support to you. We'll connect you with the right people and help take your business to the next level. So many things that we're looking forward to doing with you, and we can really help you. So we are excited about that. And tell someone else. Sometimes you never know. You may find that your gift, like many of us have found, that sometimes our gift is connecting people. That's a gift too, being that conduit that connects people to the right place. And there are actually people who get paid a lot of money. Look at ambassadors to various countries. That's what their job is to go around connecting people. That's a good career right there. Even in the Bible, you know, we connect people with help, resources. So if you're good at that and you know people who want to start their own business, please tell them about the broadcast. We will be doing some webinars and seminars on how to write a business plan, how to get your business listed with the federal government, how to get your business listed with your local government so that you can begin to get some of the services that the government is offering. You know, the government has a lot of things to offer, but they don't offer signatures. All right, well, that's all I have to share, Coach Cassandra. I think we're out of time. We appreciate everybody here in my office. It's all quiet. No one's here yet.
Hallelujah. I just got to show you guys. I need to get my truck fixed, like big time, have major problems with it, and just not having the money. Do you know, I just found $300 that I had put aside. I hid it so well I couldn't find it. It's been lost for like 3 months. And today, when I needed the most, because this man was talking about how much it was going to cost to save, I'm like, Lord, I don't have any kind of money. But I left the truck by faith, because I'm like, I can't drive this thing. I cannot drive it. And today, God allowed me to find the money. I hid it in a crayon box. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
I try to hide stuff for myself, but sometimes I forget where I put it. But to God be the glory. I'm having a super califragilistic expialidocious day, baby, and don't you know it.
Yes, indeed. Wonderful. Congratulations on your promotion, Coach Lisa.
Yes,
wow.
Yes, we're so happy for Coach Lisa. Yes, thank you, God. Wow, this is a wonderful day for all of us.
This is an amazing day. Amen. Well, Coach Cassandra, that's it. Coach Fred, thank you for sharing your great, wonderful accomplishment with us and your new success going to the next level in your relationship. God bless you. Coach Cassandra knows I've been married now 24 years, going on 25, and I love it. It's been some kind of a journey, but let me tell you, it's been worth every moment, every problem, every setback. Every situation has only made it sweeter, you know, it just makes it that much more powerful. So I know what you're in for. God bless you. And just keep going in God. Just keep going in Him, and He'll do everything. Coach Cassandra, congratulations on having that country. Congratulations.
Oh, God knows I needed to. Yes. Hey, listen. And if you all, audience, if you see our flyer, the one with that shows the guests for the week, keep the flyer going. Fred, keep the flyer going. All of us, we can keep the flyers going every day so we can, you know, you never know if someone might see that flyer and say, oh, yeah, I need to tune in. So, you know, every day try to keep that flyer going, y'all, so that we can, you know, we know that we are being a blessing and someone out there needs to be blessed. So tell them about the show. And maybe you can recommend a guest. So, yeah, Fred, send us that contact information about your fiance so that we can connect with her, okay?
I will.
All right. Well, I got to go, y'all. Keep going, but I got to go. So I love you. I got to go.
I love you. I got to go.
We all go.
We
all go. Super fragilistic as the Aladosis.
Don't forget to have that content. You are awesome. You are awesome and amazing. You got to have a super top characteristic. Thank
you,
Coach Cassandra.
You guys are the best. You guys are the best. I love you so much, and I thank God He has brought you into my life. And you know what? We have nowhere to go but up. We've been down. We ain't got nowhere to go but up. And so I love it. I love what God is doing in this season. Amen. You be blessed. And go show someone else some love today. You know somebody else might need your smile or your kind word. So you show that forth in the world. And I'm telling you, when you show kindness, it's coming back to you. It's coming back. So whatever you want people to do for you, you be sure to extend it first, okay? Don't wait for someone to be nice. Don't wait for someone to show a smile. You show yours, and you will be amazed at how God can bless you with even that small seed of a smile. So don't hold back. You know, we want to see all 32 or 24, whatever you got left. Oh, you take it away, Coach. I got to get out of here.
Oh, she's got to get out of here, y'all. You got to get out of here. Don't forget, throw caution to the wind. Make it happen today. Believe in yourself. Have that confidence in yourself and be blessed. And we'll see you back tomorrow. Same time, same place. Or fighting again. Woohoo! All right. Awesome.
Ain't no stopping us now. Woo! Ain't no stopping us now. Woo! I love that song, Coach Lisa. Woo!
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make